No, don't got friends. I got acquaintances. I got good, semi-good acquaintance. Not even good acquaintance. I got people I went to school with that I'm friendly with. That's what, like, I got this buddy. He's not, I can say his name. His name is Mitchell. And I use buddy very loose. I mean, we went to school together, and I'd see him at parties and stuff. And then anytime I saw Mitchell, I was not happy because I knew it was going to be an uncomfortable night. I see Mitchell at a club. I walk in. I try to be nice and polite. Hey, buddy. And he goes, come on. And calls me over. And I'm like, oh, this is actually very short, so it would have been more like, and I walk over and go, hey, man, what's up? And he goes, I need you to be my wingman. I'm like, I don't fuck wingman. I hate being a wingman. I will cock block the shit out of you if you lie. I got to sleep at night. If you're telling fibs, you're getting called on it by the kid. Now, he starts hitting on this girl. She has a friend there, too. I'm pretty sure, like, she was the designated cock blocker for her. So as, like, these two people are kind of flirting, out of nowhere, Mitchell goes, ha, me and Trav just got back from Afghanistan. The fuck we did, Mitchell. I don't go barefoot at the beach because I might step on glass. I'm not going anywhere where I might step on a bomb, you little shit. I go, she can't be buying this. Girl, somehow, is kind of buying it. Her friend, not at all. Because immediately she goes, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? My buddy Schmitty just got back from Afghanistan. Schmitty? That's a terrible improv, lady. There ain't no one in a modern war named fucking Schmitty. World War II airplane mechanic? Maybe. But there's no one in Afghanistan or Iraq named goddamn Schmitty. And immediately I'm like, okay, Mitchell, we've been made. Fall back, soldier. Mitchell runs straight into the firing line. Just goes, ha ha! Fucking Schmitty always causing trouble in those foxholes. No, he's not! This Mitchell, I grab Mitchell, I throw him in a cab. That should be the end of the night, but because I'm with Mitchell, it's not. We get in this cab, I say, you know, take us home. And in this cab, our cab driver is this old African man. And for some reason, he thought a group of drunk 20-somethings is the perfect time to tell his TED Talk. He starts telling this incredible story about how he escaped genocide, how he immigrated the country. He grew up during mass violence and saw his sister. It was crazy shit he's telling us. I'm the only black guy in the car, so I'm like, I'm trying to extra hard listen. But, oh, yeah, man, Wakanda forever. Like, Kuna Matata, man, I get it. But I'm trying to do right by him. And as he's telling this heart-wrenching story, all of a sudden you just hear Mitchell go, you okay, man? Man, I'm fine, don't worry. He's talking about his dead sister, Mitchell. Shut up. I swear to God, I'll hit you with a rock bottom right now if you throw up in this goddamn... And man, I'm about... Cab driver hears and goes, hey, white boy. You know, Mitchell's like, hey, white boy, please do not puke in my cab. And Mitchell's going, I swear to God, man, I'm... I beg of you, please do not puke. Just full Mufasa and the Lion King. Just everything the cab touches is my kingdom. Please do not puke my cab. I just promise you, I will. Finally, cab driver goes, if you must regurgitate. I'm pretty progressive, but if you say a big word in a funny accent, I'm a laugh. If you must regurgitate, there's a bag under the seat. Grab the bag, vomit in that. And Mitchell goes, oh my God, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And he goes to grab a bag. What the cab driver didn't say is that there was two bags under the seat. Common sense would say, take the empty bag. Mitchell doesn't have common sense. He grabs a bag. I hear a bunch of plastic click. And then, and I don't know if you've ever heard puke hit Tupperware before, but you don't need to recognize it. Because immediately the cab driver does the saddest pullover I've ever seen. And just slows down to a complete stop. Gets out of the cab, takes a couple laps around, swings open the van door, looks inside, sees that Mitchell has lost his lunch on what was his lunch, and then immediately looks up at me and goes, this motherfucking country. 2 minutes ago, he's talking about running away from click chopping and lion attacks, and now he's homesick for the Hotel Rwanda. I don't want Mitchell to get murdered, so I'm like, hey, man, you understand? He just got back from Afghanistan. He's awesome shit.
Oh, gosh.